This week I've been eating lots and lots of chocolate to see if it's poisonous.
Hello, this is Alvin Raj from Cambridge, Massachusetts. Why is chocolate poisonous for dogs?
It seems like the ultimate torture, something so extraordinarily delicious, tasty, flavoursome, a food of the gods, and yet it's poisonous.
I'm Sorrel Langley Hobbs, university surgeon at the Queen's Veterinary School Hospital, University of Cambridge. Yes, chocolate unfortunately is toxic to dogs, and the reason it is because it contains a compound called theobromine. Theobromine and caffeine are both present in chocolate, but theobromine is the problem, and they're both methyl xanthines. In dogs, theobromine is very long-lasting, so it's got a very long half-life of about 18 hours. Whereas in people, half-life is only 2 or 3 hours, and people readily absorb the theobromine. I think it's just the fact that every species has different metabolism. We see differences between dogs and cats with certain drugs. So, for example, you shouldn't give a cat paracetamol, whereas dogs can tolerate paracetamol. So it's just a species difference, probably different enzymes that are present in the system. So how much theobromine is toxic, you might ask yourself. So if a dog eats a couple of M&Ms, that's not going to cause any problem. The toxic levels vary from 20 milligrams per kilogram of theobromine to about 150 milligrams per kilogram of theobromine. So what does that mean in reality? Well, putting it into a typical scenario, if you've got a Labrador and that ate a 200 gram bar of dark chocolate, that potentially is enough to kill your dog. So it's actually not very much. And the big problem at this time of year is someone giving you a box of chocolates wrapped up, you put it under the Christmas tree, and the dog eats the box of chocolates. And if that happens, you certainly should call your vet as soon as possible.
Theobromine is the chemical culprit responsible for poisoning dogs. Their digestive enzymes simply can't break the chemical down fast enough, and if they have enough of it, it's toxic. You can get alternatives for your dogs, though, which are made from carob pods rather than cocoa. On the forum, Majida Skientia mentioned that the body weight of the animal can play a part. Board chemist said that selective pressure for digesting plant-based chemicals like theobromine had never been placed on dogs, as their ancestors would have been predominantly meat-eaters. And it seems we all might have to make some adjustment to our environment for the next question of the week.
My name is Jenny Boyd. I live in Edmond, West Virginia, United States. My question is, how is carbon output, carbon emissions measured for various countries, and how accurate are those measurements?
Do they just guess? How accurate are CO2 measurements? Email answers to us with the address chris@thenakedscientist.com or use the forum to talk about it with other listeners. And that's at thenakedscientist.com/forum.